Blog Talk Radio. Well, hello, good morning, everyone. This is your host, Sade Dennis, here on Sade Speaks on the PWE Radio Network. Thank you so much for joining me. Now, last week we talked about some essentials that every stylish businesswoman needs to know. Today we're going to continue along that same path, right? We looked at things like haircuts, colors, some wardrobe pieces, and all those kinds of things. But today we're going to continue, but more so on the wardrobe tip, right? I'm going to give you guys some simple, easy to remember pieces that I feel that really are accessible, certainly affordable, and available at all price points. Now, the reason why this is important, now listen, you guys, you know I love talking about inspiration, motivation, all kinds of business tools, tips, and techniques. Well, I feel this is just as important. We talked about last week how usually our first impressions are our last impressions. Well, they are. So the pieces I'm going to mention to you this week are just as important to remember. Okay, so if you are near a pencil and a pad, take notes. Remember, spring is here technically, right? But doesn't feel like it. I don't know, depending on where you are listening at. Here over on the East Coast, you know, it's spring, but doesn't necessarily feel like it. Okay, but spring is a-coming. Okay, it's going to feel like spring very soon. So these are just some things that you can prepare to perhaps put in your wardrobe so you can feel and be fabulous as you are. And, you know, every woman is different, right? Whether or not you're a size 6 or a size 16, here are some easy things that you guys can incorporate into your wardrobes, right? So we're going to look at maybe 5 or 6 of them, depending on how much time we have today, and we certainly will continue on next Thursday. Little housekeeping. As I mentioned, this is PWE Radio Network. This is Sade Speaks. For more information on our network, it's our fabulous network, right, full of businesswomen, business leaders in a variety of industries, visit our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/. For more information on me, you can visit my page, which is facebook.com/ Sade Dennis MS. All right, onward we go. Here's a piece that I cannot talk about more. It's a classic black blazer. Not the kind of boxy kind. I remember my mother gave me a blazer, and it was a nice blazer, but for me, I needed to have, I would say, more structure and more of a fitted style. Now, what I did do to the black blazer she gave me, I wear it belted, and so that actually still gives me the look that I want. A blazer is easily one of the most useful pieces in a woman's wardrobe, right? And guess what? There are a variety of ways they can be worn with jeans, with slacks, with pencil skirts, with A-line skirts, you name it. And they're they're comfortable, and they are very flattering. Now, make sure that if you have on a black blazer, if you are able to really find that perfect blazer for yourself, that you spice it up with some color. It's a great power look, and I find that you can throw on that black blazer and you're ready for a meeting, you're ready for whatever comes your way, whether it be a dinner meeting, whether it be something for, you know, a lunchtime meeting, you can throw it on with some color and be on your way. The next thing, in fact, that you can actually wear with your blazer is a simple white t-shirt. Oh my goodness, whether it be a white t-shirt or even a white blouse, it just gives you that clean, classic tailored look that you can pair up or you can pair down really for any season. I recall, so funny because I talk to women of a variety of sizes and they feel like they can't wear white on top. And I always want to share with women, you can, depending on the cut and depending on the texture. I prefer to kind of wear a mixed fiber, like maybe cotton and a little microfiber. But guess what? If all else fails, a simple white cotton t-shirt, and you just put it on and look fabulous and very, very clean. And it goes with everything. Okay, so just a simple, simple white t-shirt or even a white classic men's cut shirt. And again, it's important to make sure if you want that kind of fit, you can get it fitted. Or if it's more of a man style, you know, where it's more of a traditional cut, then you can tuck it in, you can leave it out, you can wear it belted, and it looks fabulous. You can even actually wear it as kind of an overshirt. I love doing that. And I get so many compliments. I put it on with a really nice colorful statement necklace, which I'll talk about in a little bit. But you just cannot go wrong with a classic white t-shirt or classic white men's, quote-unquote, men's shirt. The next thing that I would strongly, strongly recommend is a classic trench coat. I would prefer maybe, for myself, maybe a camel colored, but trust me, any color that you can get your hands on. I've seen red, I've certainly seen camel, I've seen light blue, and just a quick style tip as well. I've been able to find really nice trench coats at the thrift store. If you have the time to really go through aisle by aisle, you can really find some amazing, beautifully tailored items at whether there be a thrift store or a consignment shop. Or guess what? If you have that stylish aunt or mom or what have you, guess what? I've done it. I have raided my mother's closet and found all kinds of really amazing pieces. But again, just a really nice classic trench coat would do the job. And what I find that I love about it is that they have pockets. I can throw my cell phone in my trench coat, you know, my keys, and I just feel comfortable. And once again, I would say they're kind of flexible. So no matter what size you are, and trust me, I probably fluctuate from about a couple different sizes, and my classic trench always does the trick for me. Now, so we have our black blazer, we have our classic white shirt, and we have our trench coat, right? The next thing that I would really strongly recommend, if you already don't have it in your wardrobe already, is a simple pair of ankle boots. I remember years ago, you know, when before I had mortgage kids and all that kind of responsibility, I would buy a pair of black and brown boots every single year. Now, how many of you all know that I don't do that anymore, right? But I remember someone said, if you invest in a good pair of boots, you'll have them forever. And guess what? Get them fixed. Get them, you know, take care of your boots. So that means you're going to have to, you know, take them down to the shoe shop and just get them fixed and get them, you know, maintained, which is really, really the best option, because guess what? It's going to save you some money in the long run and you're going to look great. So just a classic pair of ankle boots, brown and black, or brown and black, or if you, you know, decide, or if you can find a pair of really neutral boots, that would be fabulous, which leads me to a neutral pump. So the boots, the pumps, just something neutral. Black is okay. I've seen many people kind of sport a black pump, and, you know, you can't go wrong with a black pump, but let me tell you, besides a black pump would be a nude or neutral pump. Yes, neutral pump. So you can wear color on top. You can wear color. You can wear, you know, beautiful color wrap dress or an A-line skirt and a simple top with some nude shoes. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of being too matchy-matchy? Well, I think that if you wear a pair of neutral pumps with things, it kind of gets you, breaks you out of that matchy-matchy. So just be bold, be daring, wear your color, and throw on a pair of neutral pumps, a pair of black or brown ankle boots, and guess what? Your look will be more of a custom, or, you know, custom look as opposed to being matchy-matchy. I went to a workshop one time, and they had this stylist, and she was just sharing some tips, and people just gasped when they heard her say that, I don't want you to match. But what she really meant was, it's okay to be a little bold, it's okay to be a little daring, and just to break up the monotony and not have just this whole matchy-matchy look where, let me just say this, where it kind of might end up looking like you picked your outfit out of like the Sears catalog. Now, look, nothing's wrong with Sears at all, but you know what I'm talking about, right? Remember that Sears catalog we used to all get? We used to circle the things we wanted? Okay, not you, just me? Well, maybe that was just me. But anyhow, just that whole perfect looking outfit, you really want to make it look more custom or fashion forward. And you can do that by wearing a different color, I would say with the unexpected shoe color. So if you have on, you know, a purple dress, you don't have to have purple shoes. And guess what? You don't even really have to wear black shoes. You can wear a neutral pump. Very, very important to remember. And something that I think many of us don't really take advantage of. I find that when I wear a neutral pump or, let's say, a neutral boot, I find that it really spices my outfit up and I end up looking more fashion forward. Alrighty, this next thing, what can I say about jeans? I hate shopping for jeans. How do you all feel about shopping for jeans? I don't like it, right? I don't like hoisting 10 to 12 pair of jeans in the dressing room and seeing which ones fit. But I cannot say enough about finding the right pair of jeans. you can dress them up. You can dress them down, okay, and just really look amazing. And mind you, everything I've mentioned so far, you can wear together. And so you can do yourself a favor by, and if you're like me, emptying out your closet full of the just stuff and paring everything down and just really getting some simple, simple pieces. So in terms of jeans, most of the time I think most women really look good in a slim cut or a fitted jean. However, if you have a more of a fuller hip, there are all types of options, boot cut, wide leg, but you really should spend that time and see which cut works best. So ladies, I'm sorry, I can't really shorten the time that you're going to spend looking for jeans, but I will say this, when you do spend that time and you invest that time into finding the best cut for you, you'll be so happy. And please, 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 if you can, if it's in your budget, I try to buy 2 and 3 of the same exact pair, because guess what? I don't want to come back again doing this. So you find that pair, and you, if you can, you'll buy at least 2 pair of the same exact jeans. Or, you know, if it's your persuasion to do, you can actually buy a size up and a size down, you know, just in case. Very important. I find stores that, like Express or any of the stores that have a really nice selection of different lengths and sizes and styles, are the best place to go, because you can really see the best cut for you. I have a young lady that I mentor. She's very curvy, and she's very small in the waist, and so she has to buy a pair of jeans, and then she just gets them taken up in the waist at her local cleaner. So that's an option as well. So if you can't find that perfect cut, you know, don't fret. Just definitely go in and get them tailored, right? It's a little style tip. Our next selection. And this is big, especially for all you ladies who speak, who do a lot of media, whether it be print or video, is a statement necklace. You know, I touched on that a little bit ago. A statement necklace makes the biggest difference in the world. I mean, this gives you that extra pizzazz. And I don't know if you guys have ever seen how women, stylish women, how they wear their necklace on top of their blouse. It looks amazing. I recommend getting, depending on your budget, again, you know, you want to be mindful of that, because guess what? We're going to be debt-free, aren't we, guys? We're going to be debt-free. We're going to be fabulous, and we're going to be debt-free, okay? So trust me, I'm not saying go out and spend your last, because that would not be wise, and we're wise women. But if you can, if it's in your budget, to go out and get a couple of statement necklaces. And listen, there are all kinds of options for that as well. There are stores like Charming Charlie, and I think they have a really good online business, so just Google it. So it's, you know, Charming Charlie. And no, guys, we are not getting paid to mention Charming Charlie, but they have a really amazing and beautiful designs, all colors. And so if you have one in your local area, just go inside. The women and the people there are very helpful. And so for every style, there's various colors and cool and warm tones, but they have beautiful and really cost-effective solutions for statement necklaces. I think makes the hugest difference. So if you are looking for something for night, they have something, you know, more chunky, more opaque, wooden designs, all kinds of looks and styles. And don't forget about really going to your local jewelry designers as well. I love canvassing, like, you know, local trade shows or antique shows or consignment shops, and just seeing what some of your local artisans and what have you offer. That's important to know. You find something really original and unique, and that you can really sport. But no matter what option you want to apply, having that statement necklace makes a huge difference. And, you know, it just kind of gives you that real polished look, that look that you are ready for just a good day. I cannot tell you the amount of compliments I get from the statement necklaces that I wear. And I don't have to spend a whole fortune as well. So these are just some really simple things I want to share with you guys. Okay, so we're ready to go, aren't we? We've got our black blazer, we've got our jeans, and listen, again, all these different types of things are interchangeable, right? So that's good news. So they'll last forever, will look great, you'll feel great, and you are ready for whatever you need to do. So next week, we're going to continue our conversation on really that wardrobe that businesswomen, entrepreneurs need to know, okay? So until next time, remember, visit our page at www.facebook.com/ Professional Women Entrepreneurs. So until next time, be fabulous, be extraordinary in all that you do, and I'll talk to you guys next week.